Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Here's a meat treat that'll thrill your family. A sizzling hot Kroger Tender Ray steak broiled to a golden brown. What a pleasure to cut into that rich, red, juicy meat. What a terrific taste thrill. What freshness. What tenderness. Yes, Kroger Tender Ray, the famous beef that's always fresh, always tender, because it's tendered by the original Kroger Tender Ray method. You know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've served or your money back. So go to your Kroger store soon. Get a tender roast or a big, juicy Kroger Tender Ray steak. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know it's always fresh, always tender, the finest beef value in town. Get Kroger Tender Ray beef soon at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Nora and Freddie Lang's new home has been partially destroyed by fire, and so Nora and Freddie are once more living with Penny Gibbs. This afternoon, after coming in from work at the farm, Freddie is in the living room with Penny. The grateful young man says,
"Gosh, Penny, once again I've got to say thanks to you for helping us out."
"Oh, Freddie Lang, you ought to have your head examined. I'm the one who should be grateful to you."
"For what? For pulling you out of the fire? Gosh, I'd have done that for anybody."
"Yeah, I know that's true. And anybody would be grateful to you. But I happen to be that anybody just now, so I'm grateful."
"Well, you say just now as if you think we'll have to go through the same thing again sometime."
"Oh, no, I certainly hope not."
"Well, you think I don't? Gosh, I won't be considered a good insurance risk if I make a habit of having blazes like that in my house."
"Yeah, but you are fully covered, though, aren't you?"
"Oh, sure, sure I am. The only hitch was that if the fire was caused by willful neglect, that investigator from the fire department who looked at the house said it was nobody's fault at all."
"Mm, that's good. Oh, did he find out what did cause the fire?"
"Yeah. The storm was the real blame of the fire. See, the heavy rain did some kind of damage to the box where the power lines connect to our house or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a short circuit and poof."
"Well, I'm afraid I don't know very much about those things."
"Well, it's a little tough to explain. The man from the fire department had a hard time getting me to understand it. Well, it was just some kind of a freak accident, Gibbsy. Never happened before, and it'll probably never happen again."
"Yeah, let's hope not. Anyway, I suppose you feel a lot better now that you know what caused the fire."
"Oh, I sure do. If it had been because of some stupid mistake of mine, I'd have never forgiven myself. And it's great knowing the insurance company will have a big hand in paying for the reconstruction, too. But my worries aren't over completely, though."
"Mm. Nora's still upset about it, isn't she?"
"Mm, pretty much so. But she's going to be more upset than ever when I read her what I got in the mail this afternoon."
"Bad news?"
"Well, it's not good news. Just another complication to our already suddenly complicated lives."
"Oh, Freddie, things aren't always as complicated as they seem."
"Well, this is a complication and a headache combined, Gibbsy. I heard from Helen Burroughs this afternoon."
"Uh-huh. That's who the letter was from."
"Hmm. I should have had the post office send it back to her marked address unknown."
"And you don't want her to come back to Rossville, is that it?"
"I sure don't. But Nora keeps insisting. So, back she comes."
"She's agreed to accept the invitation, huh?"
"Well, she'll be here in no later than 3 weeks."
"Mm, I see what you mean by a complication, Freddie. Your house won't be rebuilt by then, will it?"
"Gosh, no. Not for at least 6 weeks to 2 months. And Helen's going to be here inside of 3 weeks. Now, maybe you think that isn't a complication."
"No, actually, I don't think it is. Look, you just write to Helen and tell her that you won't be able to have her just now and tell her why."
"Well, simply writing her isn't as simple as all that. You see, she's already on her way to Rossville now."
"And she's not going to be here for 3 weeks?"
"Mm-hmm."
"What's she doing, walking?"
"Oh, no, I see what you mean."
"Yeah."
"What I meant to say was this. She's already left New York, and she's traveling for about 3 weeks on a job she got. She didn't say who she was working for or where she was going. So I don't know how to get in touch with her."
Well, I suppose I'll have to put her up here for a few weeks. Sarah won't like that.
Oh, no, nothing like that. I'm not going to let anybody like Helen Burroughs come into this house, Gypsy. No, sir.
Well, she's welcome in yours, isn't she?
Not by me, she isn't. Only by Nora. Maybe Helen wants to be a good dame, and maybe she will be to others, but she'll be nothing but bad for me.
I hope she makes you change your mind about that someday.
I hope so, too. Helen Burroughs has no more chance of changing than I have of finding oil out on the farm.
You ever thought that you might?
Might what?
Might find oil on your farm.
What? And have that sticky stuff all over those nice green vegetables?
No,
what do we do for food then?
Oh,
Freddy.
Oh, black gold, don't they, Freddy?
Oh, hi, Peg.
Peg, you're back from town so soon.
Yes, I didn't have much trouble finding what I was looking for.
Good.
Well, what were you looking for, Peg? Silly-looking hat, maybe?
No, not this time, Freddy. This time I was looking for a job.
And you got one, huh? Well, great. That's nice going.
Well, I don't have it yet.
I thought you said you did.
No, Penny. I said I found what I was looking for. Now, if I'm what he's looking for, then the job is mine.
What he's looking for? Well, what kind of a job is it?
Well, it's secretarial. It was the place you sent me to, Penny, the lawyer's office.
Oh, Frank Carter's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Peg, I knew you'd like him. Did you tell him I sent you?
No, I told you I wouldn't.
Oh, Peg, why don't you tell him you're a friend of Gibbsy's and the job will be yours just like that?
Look, let me call him and tell him about you right
now.
Yeah,
why don't you do that?
Oh, no, Penny, I want to do this strictly on my own. Besides, I've taken enough favors from you. I want this to be something I do myself.
All right, if that's the way you want it. Oh, golly, look at the time. I have a meeting at the community center at 5, and it's 5 now.
When's the center opening?
I don't know quite yet. I'm meeting with the committee now to try and decide that. Peg, tell Sarah I'll be back in time for dinner, will you?
Yes, dear, I'll tell her.
Peg, I understand you have to tell Sarah things like that, or she gets sore.
Oh, she does. She runs this house on a timetable, but she runs it well.
Well, I'd rather have it run a little more on the sloppy side than too much on schedule.
Oh, she's not too strict. Well, what do you think about my job? I mean, the job I don't have yet.
Well, I sure hope you get it.
Oh, do I?
Well, if you put on that old Peg Martin charm for the guy, I don't see how you can miss.
Freddie, I thought we were going to be friends.
Oh, I didn't mean that as a dirty crack, Peg. Well, gosh, charm's a thing that has a lot to do with a job like the one you want from Carter. But, of course, you have to be able to type, too. Can you type?
I have a surprise for you, Freddy. Not only can I type, but I can take shorthand, too.
Yeah?
And I don't relish the idea of sitting on the boss's lap. I want a job.
Well, I'll keep pulling for you to get one. Say, look, why didn't you tell me you were looking for a job? We can use a girl in the office out of the farm.
Well, you wouldn't really offer me a job, would you?
Well, what do you think I just now offered you? A ticket to Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan?
Don't tell me there is such a place.
Well, you just look it up on the map. You'll see. No kidding, Peg. Job's open. It wasn't slated to pay too much, but, well, I might make it more, seeing as how it's you.
Oh, thanks just the same, Freddie, but I'd rather get this job on my own.
Well, the offer still goes just as long as the job's open.
Why, Freddie? Why are you willing to offer me a job? Not so many weeks ago, or not so many days ago, you didn't like me.
Well, maybe I want to show you that I meant it when I said I was sorry for the way I felt about you.
Well, you've certainly shown me. Maybe one of the reasons I want to get this job on my own is that I want to show you, too.
Oh. Well, nobody can say that we aren't trying to patch things up, huh?
Well, nobody can say our try isn't going to be successful, either.
I'll shake on that.
All right, so will I. It's much more pleasant being friendly than unfriendly, isn't it?
You bet it is. Peg, I never really wanted to hate you. It was just what you did to Gibbsy, or tried to do, that made me hate you. Well, I just had to.
I know. I brought all this unhappiness on myself. But I think I'm learning slowly how to avoid some of it. I've always learned rather slowly, it seems.
Well, somebody a lot smarter than I once said that slow learning is the best learning. I've learned that kind of slowly myself, Peg. And slowly, I'm just now finding out that people do change. Funny thing, I didn't know that a long time ago. Because if anybody's changed plenty in the last couple of years, I'm the guy.
Oh, hello, Peg. I've got my key.
Oh, I wondered why you rang the bell. How's the meeting at the community center, Penny?
Oh, it was called off. The mayor couldn't get there. Look what the messenger from the telegraph office handed me as I got out of the car.
Oh, Penny, that telegram is good news. I can tell by the look on your face.
I don't know whether it's good news or bad, but it certainly is exciting.
Well, what is it?
It's from the Denver police.
Police?
Yeah. I don't think anyone's in trouble, but they want to get in touch with Pat.
Pat?
Yes, Pat, my brother. Valerie's father.
Oh, yes. It's been so long since I'd seen him or even heard of him that I'd forgotten he had a brother. Well, what does the telegram say, or shouldn't I ask?
I don't know why you shouldn't, Peg. It says, we're looking for Pat Gibbs of Rossville, last known address New York City, now thought to be on the coast. Sister Penny, mother Grace, stepfather Jed, daughter Valerie. If you know the whereabouts of this man, please advise him to get in touch with us at once. Urgent. And, it's signed by a lieutenant of the Denver Police Department.
Oh, that does sound exciting. The Pat Gibbs they're looking for is certainly your brother by the description of the rest of his family.
There's no doubt about that. What I wonder is why they want to get in touch with him.
That wire certainly doesn't sound as if he's done anything wrong.
Pat never did anything wrong, Pig. You know, I'm stupid. This is about Suzanne, of course.
Oh, his wife?
Yes, you know what happened to her, don't you?
Well, vaguely. She ran away, didn't she?
Yeah, twice. The second time for good. But that was why Pat left Rossville. To find Suzanne and bring her home.
Well, maybe the Denver police have found her. Have the police been looking for her?
No, not for a long time. Pat gave up hope. And in many ways gave up wanting to find her.
Oh.
So, maybe this isn't about Suzanne after all.
Hey, Gibbsy, what's all this noise about Suzanne?
Oh, I just got a telegram about Pat, Freddy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hi there, Peg.
It was a wire from the Denver police who want to get in touch with Pat right away.
Yeah.
Well, the cops are looking for him, huh? Well, now, what do you think he did, huh, Gibbsy? Maybe he robbed a bank.
Oh, don't be silly. He did not rob a bank. He's in the bank robbing type.
No, I guess you're right about that. He'd never rob a bank. Well, what do you think they really want him for?
Golly, I don't know. Peg and I were just talking about it. The telegram just wants us to get in touch with him and have him contact them.
Oh. Well, he's way out in California now, isn't he?
Yeah. At least I think he is, and I should have his address somewhere.
Why don't you go look it up?
All right. Excuse me. I think I'll look for it right away and wire Pat immediately.
So, all of a sudden, the wandering brother is being looked for by the cops, huh?
That's kind of curious, isn't it? You don't think it's anything to be worried about, do you, Freddy?
No, but wouldn't it be tough for Penny if Pat has done something that the cops don't like? This town would just love that. Just love it.
So the police are looking for Penny's brother, Pat. Is it because of something Pat has done? And if so, how will it affect the lives of Penny Gibbs and her family? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. What a treat for your family, a sizzling hot, wonderfully fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray steak. Yes, you know and I know that no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Why? Because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh, because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. So treat your family to Kroger Tender Ray beef soon. And be sure to notice that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Here's the reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Buy Kroger Tender Ray beef soon. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know it's the finest beef value in town. Yes, ladies, you'll want to make a trip right away to your Kroger store and to treat your family to the wonderful tenderness of Kroger Tender Ray beef. Keep in mind, though, that Kroger Tender Ray beef is an exclusive Kroger value, is available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. Remember, too, the Kroger cut gives you more meat, less waste. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get the finest beef value in town. Kroger Tender Ray beef, the beef that's always fresh, always tender. Listen again tomorrow. Same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.